All right. Hello, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Todd, how much more of Peyton Barber might we see here in the weeks to come? Sounds like you guys want to give him a
I've come up here for now almost maybe 25 weeks, and most of the time I've made a comment on who I thought was going to carry the ball more than someone else. I've usually been wrong. So do I think Peyton Barber did a nice job in the second half of the game? Yeah. Getting his pads out and turning 2 yard runs into 5 yard runs and 5 yard runs into 7 yard runs. And does he bring something different? Yes, of course. So I would anticipate we would find ways to get him involved. And that's with all of your team. Based on your production, based on what you do in practice, your opportunities, if you take advantage of those opportunities, you will get more opportunities.
A few guys dinged up on the O-line, but how would you assess their play in the first half?
Been fine. Like a lot of things offensively, you know, from a standpoint of we've been consistently inconsistent, I think is the best way to put it. You look at the grades and you look at our players and how they perform, and you would say, you know what, we're in pretty good shape. You know, I think I like our guys, like the way they've graded out. But when you find moments, each and every one of them at times in a game, then you're inconsistent. I think they played fine the first half. I think, you know, early on, we're continuing to find ways to run the ball better. Protection's been pretty good. And so again, I don't think that's been an issue in terms of their play or their practice. We've got a few guys banged up, but I think we've got really good depth. I think we went in the year with Evan and Joe, Caleb, a second-year player, Leonard. So, you know, we expect our tackles to play, but if not, we'll rely on those guys.
Move from alley to center, has that been what you've wanted or expected?
I think so. I mean, it's always still a work in progress when you take someone who's been in the league a couple of years playing guard and, you know, you move him to center. And so I think he's continued to be, how do I want to say it? Better in terms of his communication, in terms of trusting it. I think your confidence in anything you do in life comes through the way you speak. So a quarterback that's confident in himself and in what we're doing offensively, his communication, his body language shows that. I think your center, I think whenever someone asks you a question, if you're confident in your answer. So I think you're starting to see more of that he's, you know, as he sees different looks, that he's able to say, no, this is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to make the mic point. This is where we're going to slide the protection. All of those things I think are coming. So I think he's only going to continue to get better.
Mike Evans, of course, has always been your number one target. I mean, been targeted the most, I think, and rightfully so. But with him not here, how does that change for DeSean Jackson? And just where do you think that acquisition has paid off for you so far this year?
Well, first of all, the way it changes is I would anticipate if Claiborne plays that he'll follow DeSean around. When he's played, he's followed their top receiver. We've had corners follow Mike around. So I would anticipate that's what changes. So now, you know, DeSean's going to get their top corner. So that changes first and foremost. I think DeSean, first of all, I think has played well, and I think the last 2 weeks he's played his best football. It may not show up in the box in terms of touches, but in terms of running his routes, his detail, his effort on the perimeter, his on-the-sideline demeanor, his communication, a positive approach, I think has been outstanding.
Obviously, you're not looking forward to being without Mike, but how much are you looking forward to seeing more from Chris Godwin on Sunday?
Oh, I think any time a player gets an opportunity, I would prefer that opportunity come when we have Mike. I mean, but with that being said, it's still about how we do it better than they do it. I mean, talent alone isn't enough. So the moment that we continue to do things from an execution standpoint, then you'll see us start to take off. With or without Mike, those are the things you have to correct first, is the things that stop you from scoring points. Mike adds to that because of his talent, but the bottom line is we still have to find ways to be better on third downs, not get costly penalties, not turn the ball over. That will give you a chance to score points, irrespective of who's out there. Obviously, Mike's a big part of that. He's a good football player.
Expand a little bit more on DeSean Jackson. You said you think he's played his best football the last couple of weeks. You said mentioned route running, demeanor, that kind of thing. What are you seeing? Is he just starting to find a better comfort zone within the offense? Is he understanding things better? Just what's he been doing that you really like?
Well, and that's not to say that he hasn't worked in some of the things. I didn't really mention that. It's just I think that it takes time to get a feel for some of the things you control and a feel for coaching and your teammates and that the frustration of potentially being open or opportunities that we didn't take advantage of, you don't control. And there's nothing you're going to do by being frustrated that's going to help us moving forward. Not a thing. What helps us is continuing to do your job, continuing to do the things that help us to improve as an offense, and being positive in that manner, staying out after, catching routes, working on your timing. I think he's realized that doesn't – the other things I don't control. If we did, great. There's a lot of things in our lives we don't control. So I think that's the biggest thing with us offensively and including Deshaun. The old cliche, just do your job. That's what we control. Bring energy, a great attitude, great body language to practice every day. That's where it's got to get fixed. It's a byproduct. Your game is a byproduct of what you do every day, the work you put in. I think he's done that.
Had he been frustrated from lack of opportunity?
Sure. I think that's just normal skill players. That's not Deshaun. That's every guy I've ever been around from the first job I had to now. It's what do skill guys want? Running backs want more touches. Wideouts want more catches, you know. D-line want more opportunities to rush the passer. I mean, who doesn't? That's part of it. That's okay. But with that comes that's not going to change. I mean, you don't control the play call. You can bring constructive criticism, which he does. I think he started to realize, okay, I'm going to continue to play, and when those opportunities come, then I'm going to take advantage of them. And he has. He has. He's played well.
A couple times last week, you had some delay penalties, and the snap got off late in the shotgun where Sweezy wasn't making the tap to Alley quick enough. Was that just lack of communication? Was it the noise that was causing that? Or?
I wouldn't say it was the noise. I think it's bottom line is bad football. I mean, you can't have delay of games. So whatever excuse, whatever you make, it can't happen.
How confident are you in Ryan? What have you liked what you've seen from him so far, kind of in a reserve role as he heads into his starting role this week?
I think he's a very confident player. I mean, his demeanor, he's played enough football, seen enough things to where if you asked to a man on our team if they felt like, you know, what Ryan would bring to the table, poise, confidence, has the ability to move with his feet, to create plays with his feet. His timing, he's going to get the ball out, and he's accurate. You know, so those are the things that, that's why we brought him here. You brought him here to have an experienced backup, so if this happened, you would still give yourself a chance to win every given Sunday, and I believe that.
What do you feel the success rate for between targeting and catch number should be for you?
100%. Boy, that's what it should be, shouldn't it? Every ball thrown to a guy should be caught, I mean, without a doubt. So, I don't know exactly what that is because there's times where a QB's throwing the ball away and it's okay, it was because of the pass rush or it was, ball was overthrown, but they judge it as somehow it landed near one of our clear out guys, you know. Sometimes it's the receiver and he doesn't create enough separation. So to me, it's as you're looking at individual players and you're grading them, quarterbacks, you're looking for accuracy when they had the ability to be accurate. You know, receivers, are we creating separations? Are we sitting down in zones when necessary? So I've never put a number on that. I get it because it's a way of formulating, hey, we're not on the same page, you know, we're throwing it to somebody, but we got to get that tied in. And some of that's true. Some of that is true. You've got to get your work in with your players, but sometimes that can be a little skewed like all stats.
Patrick and McCown have combined to play for almost half the teams in this league, 15 as a matter of fact.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I mean, what it takes to learn offenses at the quarterback position. And what does it say about just their – not just their football IQ, but their desire to still play after all those moves?
No, it's awesome. I mean, it's credit to those two guys. You know, we had when I was in Jacksonville, we had Josh's brother, Luke. I mean, what a great family. I don't know Ryan's as well, but I know that family. And, I mean, just a great family, you know, great people. I mean, you know, what do you want to say? I mean, there's a reason they've been kept around so long because, one, they're fantastic football players. I mean, I don't care. You play that long in the NFL at the highest level and get paid what you get paid. Those guys are great football players. And it's fun to see when those guys get opportunities and play well, like Ryan has, and so has Josh.
How does the game plan change with Ryan as opposed to James?
It's hard for me to say exactly how the game plan would change. I wouldn't say from us, you know, I mean, both quarterbacks that we have are relatively athletic, can make plays with their feet. They can, you know, move around in the pocket. Both. I think where it changes as we get moving forward, Ryan, is each quarterback has a confidence level. You could have the same exact game plan, but certain quarterbacks have a more confident level. I kind of like that concept a little bit more, and I kind of like that concept. And sometimes it's about the concept they believe in as much as what we believe. If they don't believe in it, then so I think that's where you'll see more of that.
Jets are a handful on defense. Talk about their defense and what they bring in the front seven.
Well, aggressive. It's Arizona Cardinals, who we played the last couple of years, so that's where coach comes from. So again, try to be aggressive early in downs, put you behind the chains. That's to me is the with not only them, that's every team, is to stay in front of the chains. When you get opportunities down the field, you got to take advantage of them. They're going to try and grind out the game. They're offensively, so you know, not to shrink the number of plays you're going to get offense. So we've got to do a great job of taking advantage of those drives that we have when we get those opportunities and finishing them off with touchdowns, which is obviously every week.
There you go.
Thank you.